And treasurer, it's his fourth year on the team, Mr. Owen Hewitt. And next up, it's with, I believe, 2.5 years on the team, we have Dave from England. And next up, it is his second year on the team, we have Mr. Tim Rose. Year on the team, we have Claire. Second year as well on the team, we have Laura. And I'm sure there'll be lots of hands put together for Mr. Chris Hane, also second year. That's what I thought. And we have one new addition to the team this year, which we're very excited about. It's Kaylee. Up next, we have a game called Superhero Eulogy, and this is for Laura, Tim, and Owen. And what we need for you to get this game started is the name of a superhero. Our most popular superhero in the past was Boner Boy. Favorite. Any name of a superhero other than Superman or Boner Boy.
Or, you know, let's try not to do trademark infringement.
Mr. Incompetent.
What?
Mr. Incompetent.
Mr. Incompetent.
Mr. Incompetent.
Okay, maybe Mr. Incompetent. Now, Laura was with Mr. Incompetent. Mr. Incompetent has died, hence your eulogy. Laura was with Mr. Incompetent when he got his powers back in the day. Owen is Mr. Incompetent's arch nemesis, and Tim was with him when he died.
Okay. George and I were childhood sweethearts. He was fabulous at everything he did. He was intelligent, fun, great at sports. But there was one area where, well, he didn't quite live up to measure. I thought he was fabulous, personally, but everyone else told me that he was not quite skilled in the art of love. I felt that my affection towards him could help him overcome this disability, if you will. But however, it became an all-consuming problem. And soon, it started to affect his other things in his life. Like, he started failing at school, and he couldn't throw a football anymore. And, well, his jokes just weren't funny. So, he slowly just faded away and became incompetent at everything he did. Which, kind of funny, and ironically, work for him. He foiled crimes by mistake. It was great. I thought it was fabulous, and I was still his biggest fan. And when I heard he had died, I was quite upset.
This eulogy is budgeted for exactly 30 seconds at the conclusion of this sentence. Begin taking notes, there will be a test. I, cold, efficient German man, was Mr. Incompetent's most archest of nemesis high. Let's see. What really burns me about this particular dead superhero is that his utter managerial inefficiency. And yet, for some reason, he was the head of FEMA, for God's sake. Anyway, it is with great pleasure that I announce the Mr. Incompetence wake. We will also be sitting Shiva for him at O Mulligan's / some Jewish name here. Please come. And to all women, please be ready for 2 minutes of very efficient German sex.
Thank you all for coming. This is very hard for me because I was the one who saw Mr. Incompetent come to his demise. I'm actually a whore. And, hot, sweet, chocolate lovemaking with our mentor, and but he was just so bad. You don't understand. It was just awful in every sense of the word. And I started telling him how bad it was, and he kept going, I know, it's good. And I'm like, no, it's bad. And I'm sad to say that I detestable Mr. Incompetent because I was fed up with him. And he said that he could no longer be incompetent, and he died of sorrow. And I'd like to say to his friend over there, your man sucked.
The next game we're going to play is for myself and Tim, and it is called the Alphabet Game. So what I need from you guys is a location or a situation that Tim and I would find ourselves, and also a letter of the alphabet to start us off. So any suggestions of locations that Tim and I could be in? A hospital?
Soup kitchen.
Elevator.
Texas.
Elevator.
The elevator
in
Southern
Paul. We actually did that in practice last week.
Top of the humor.
Any other? Okay, awesome. Tim and I are going to be on The Sinking Titanic, and what letter of the alphabet should we begin our game on?
H.
W.
R.
I'm
going
to go with Z. I don't think we've ever done Z before. Okay.
Zounds, my dear. I think there's something wrong with this boat.
What gives you that idea?
Boats aren't supposed to start taking on water.
Couldn't it just be like a minor leak?
Don't you think that I, as the engineer of the greatest boat ever, the Indian canoe, knows a little something about boats?
Engineer, schmengineer. Every time we go on vacation, oh, the boat's gonna sink. Oh, I think there's a hole.
Forget it. I just can't do this anymore with you. I try to bring you somewhere nice, and you're always like criticizing my boat engineering, and I can't do it.
Great. Did you ever maybe think of a vacation when we are on dry land?
Haven't you thought that maybe I have a phobia of dry land? Don't you know that I love water like our children?
If this boat is indeed sinking, if I give you the benefit of the doubt here, what do you propose we do, Mr. Engineer?
Just listen to me, okay? And stop talking. So, it jumps into the water, it starts swimming really, really fast.
Okay.
Like, I'm not talking lazy swimming. Like, I want you to sprint.
Motorized swimming?
No, not really. I just want you to start making your way towards the iceberg. Because that thing just crushed the boat. So it's pretty sturdy. So we're going to get on the iceberg and have fun.
Okay.
Perhaps I should stay on the boat here and help the engineering crews. And you could go and drown yourself in freezing water. And
quite the excellent suggestion. Hmm?
Really is. You know, I think that you, this marriage wasn't really working. You could just go.
So now's the time to tell me, eh? When we're dying, with possibly 5 minutes left in our life, you want to end things now in such a negative way?
Thought it would be a nice way to do it. I really don't like you, so I figured we could kind of just, do it nice and deadly.
I'm gonna go find somebody who cares that I don't die in this freezing water, and you can go engineer yourself a nice little lifeboat.
Very well, you're not gonna find anyone like that on this boat. Dear.
We will see.
Xavier Hollander once told me that you were the biggest twerp ever to live. But did I listen to him? No, I married you. No. Stupidest mistake I ever made.
You win. I think we're going down.
Zoolander's on right now. I gotta go on Zoolander.
Come home after a long day at the office, and he wants to turn on the TV, and all the TV shows seem to have a common theme, so what I'm going to need from you is A, a theme, and B, a bunch of TV shows that you would like to see us portray up here. So can I start with just name TV shows that you like to watch?
Trailer Park Boys.
Grey's Anatomy.
Power.
Nah, yeah.
Lost.
Jeopardy.
That Jeopardy show.
That great time.
Pokemon!
America!
Spider-Man! Full House!
Vader Zam! Rolling Pink!
Dancing with the Stars!
Family Guy!
Hi, I'm Mario Lopez.
I'm green!
Sorry, I'm going. Okay, and next I need a theme. So any theme that we can work through all these wonderful TV shows.
Vampire rape.
I've missed you, Will. I've missed you, man.
Awkward coming of age.
I like that. So we're gonna go with awkward coming of age.
Oh, what a long day at the secret uranium facility. Oh, man. It's time to watch some TV. Let's see what's on. Hey, it's Jeopardy! Click!
And next we're going to meet our contestants.
Hi, Dave. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name's Dave. That's about it.
Fantastic! Chris, what's a little something interesting about you?
Well, I'm from Ottawa.
Oh. Well, that's awkward. Claire!
Well?
You're pretty.
You're pretty.
You know, Jeopardy's good, but nothing can beat a little Trailer Park Boys. Click!
Yo, J-Rock! J-Rock, come here, yo! I hear you've been messing with Bubbles cats, yo.
What is J-Rock
saying? Yo!
It's like, you're a little too white for this, yo. You can't even hang out with this anymore. It's like, you gotta go like hang out with Julian. You know what? Go hang out with Mrs.
Click. That was a really weird episode. Hey, it's time for a little Dancing with the Stars. Go wild, boys.
Hello, my name is Alphonse Tilray.
And I am the dancer who will be accompanying him. Unfortunately, I'm 14 years old.
Excellent! Come on! You're not Alpha Centauri, you're Roman Polanski!
Damn it!
Oh, that was good. Anyway, let's see what else is on. Hey, it's that 70s show. Click.
Hi, this is a show about awkward coming of age in the 70s. Wisconsin. I'm gonna go smoke some pot in my basement.
Get off the stage, asshole!
Burn!
Well, I hate you so much.
You know,
right
I think
now.
It's time for little Greg's Anatomy. Or Greg's.
Hey, did you hear that I'm an adulterous whore? I think that's pretty worthy of some coming of age.
It would be if you weren't so hideously pockmarked.
Did you know I call you Misty? Pockmarked? What?
You know, I have a broken TV, so it's time for a little red-green. Click.
Okay. This week on the red-green show, we've got young Claire here. He's 14.
Well, you know, I think I've got to go for a little cartoon now, so it's time for a little Family Guy. Click!
This reminds me of the time I was sailing on a ship with Ted Kennedy and Liza Minnelli while drinking beer.
That's an obscure pop culture reference.
That was humorous, Dad.
Shut up, Meg.
My name is Steve!
You know, and keeping with the animated theme, it's time for a little Pokemon. Click!
Oh, Pikachu! I choose you!
You know what? I don't really choose you.
Oh!
watching, it's time for a little house. Quick!
No.
It's Mono, I'm telling you.
Have you made out with anybody lately?
Well, yes. I'm sort of, you know, newly discovering my flowering sexuality.
You've been hanging around with that adulterous whore for Ben's Anatomy!
And it's time for bed. Good night, self.
Hey.
This next game is for everybody. Whoa, you guys!
No.
And this game is called Life is Like. And what we need from you are analogies of things that life can be like. In the past, we've had suggestions like, oh, what was it, a McDonald's bathroom, I believe? We've had flowers, chocolate, anything. So here's your chance. Be super creative. And just give us things that we can make analogies for life better.
Imaginary elevator.
Organic potato chips.
A Windows blue screen of death.
We have some nerds in the audience.
Stalled power chair.
A solid power chair. Go
to Hungary elevators.
We need more than one.
An episode of Passions.
Life is like an episode of Passions. I love it.
An episode of Passions.
Okay, so we're going to get started. Please tell us, people, how is life like the Glengarry elevator?
Life is like the Glengarry elevator. Stops when you least expect it.
Life is like the Glengarry elevator. I've been stuck in it so many times.
Life is like a Glengarry elevator. After that Friday night, it kind of smells bad.
Life is like the Glengarry elevator. It's just always covered in a mild layer of film.
Life is like a Glengarry elevator. Is that poo?
Life is like the Glengarry elevator. I've never been in it.
That's your figment of our imagination.
And now tell us, why is life like the Windows blue screen of death?
Life is like the Windows blue screen of death. I'm not quite sure what it is, but that's really the eternal question, isn't it?
Life is like the Windows blue screen of death. You don't get it if you're on Macintosh.
Life is like a blue screen of death. We all blame Bill Gates at the end of the day.
Life is like a blue screen of death. Unix doesn't have them either.
Life is like a blue screen of death. When I did it, I pee my pants.
How is life like the TV show Passions?
Life's like TV show Passions. Doesn't everybody have a witch in their basement?
Life is like a episode of TV show Passions. America stops when a little boy falls down the well. But not when there's a war.
Life is like the TV show Passions. All the midgets die.
Pogs, anyone? Life is like pogs. Pogs.
Life is like pogs. No matter how much you try, you can't trade for better ones with cool people.
Life is like pogs. It was so much cooler when you were a kid.
Life is like pogs. It's quality, not quantity.
Life is like pogs. Very few people know that it actually stands for Passion Fruit Orange Guava.
Life is like pogs, packaged and sold in China.
Life is like pogs. Can anyone explain its appeal?
Rude!
And last but not least, life is like organic potato chips.
Life is like organic potato
That's all we got,
chips.
Guys.
Can be very expensive, very selective, and might paralyze you if it has carotid in it.
Life is like organic potato chips. Who gives a shit?
This next game is for Chris and myself, and it's going to be lines from the audience. So if I can get you guys to help gather up all the lines, because if you have lines, you've written on
or write them down.
Or quickly scramble to write them down. Okay, so we need some sort of generic situation where we can get all these ridiculous lines in.
You're stealing the Mona Lisa.
I like it.
Okay. Rock video. I think we're stealing the Mona Lisa.
Oh, so
in a rap video.
Okay.
We're stealing the Mona Lisa in a rap video and lines that don't rhyme in our pocket. Okay.
All right,
so
yo.
So, Chris, man. Remember how we said we were going to call this rap video?
Yeah, I do remember.
No,
I remember.
I think I remember, okay? Have you ever noticed how sexy Tim is?
I have noticed, actually.
You know, every time someone says that to me, which is a lot, I always am tempted to respond by, wait, you always have a catchphrase. What are you tempted to respond with?
Well, I always say she was dead when I got there. It works every time.
You know who is dead when we got there, or will get there?
Oh, I know. I have an itchy asshole.
I really don't need to know such random... You're going to use those hands for portrait stealing!
I'll put gloves on.
Chris, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but I lost my totem pole.
And how are we going to jimmy off the Mona Lisa from the wall without it?
I don't know, maybe your dirty hands can give us a help.
Well, I don't know. I didn't know it was possible for hair to grow there. But maybe I can use the hair.
Maybe. Do you know what I can use? Do you know what I'm going to use to help me with this portrait? I'm a member of a demonic cult!
Then you can summon Satan and he can.
Okay, I'm summoning. Something's happening. Maybe I'm not a true member. Maybe I'm only a.
What are those names for members that aren't fully members? Give me your pants. Give me your pants and we can do this. We can use the pants to cover up some of the security system and take the Mona Lisa.
That's actually a brilliant idea. Give me your pants.
Well, but. That's what she said.
Hot Wheels are meant to be pink.
30 seconds.
I'm sorry,
Do you know what I don't like? I don't like rap videos, so I just don't think I'm going to try to run because you have really nice legs. What time do they open?
We still gotta. We can take care of that later after the pants.
10 seconds.
All right, I have never spare pair of pants on me, so we fix up the security system. And
okay, you got the pants are covering. I'm strangely aroused.
When we just wrap it up.
Well, like the security camera is covered.
But there are cameras around, and the cameraman already told me grab my purse.
Hey, Chris. Okay. You got your purse. Come with me if you want to live.
Is there a problem? Is security,
is
the police going to come knowing that
problem.
We're...
Nice shoes, want to fuck?
Abigail, I like the way your left buttocks jiggles.
That seems like the tagline from the house party in Soviet Russia.
God bless America.
Okay. So that's what you're all afraid to say out loud, huh? It's okay on paper, but it's not gonna yell out. Next, we have a game for everybody entitled City Slogans. So, the way this game works is you give us cities and we create new slogans for them. So, any city that you want made fun of, just shout it out and we'll take care of it.
Thanks, Bob!
Move the chair.
Wisconsin!
Lenin's
Kingston!
Hammer!
Vancouver!
London!
Good talk!
Who am I going to run into?
Okay, so we're going to get started. Can we have some new slogans for Stittsville, please?
Stittsville. Thank God I'm from Alberta. Oh, snap.
Stittsville. I have no clue where that is.
Stittsville. Average income, 100,000. Stittsville.
Moving on to Vancouver.
Vancouver.
Vancouver, the proud home of Ross Rabliati.
Vancouver, is there anywhere in Canada that's Vancouver?
No more.
Toronto.
That's just
bag
worms right there.
I'm opening it.
Toronto. I'm hockey team. team sucks at.
Toronto. Look, rest of Canada, we tried to be patient, but you know what? Fuck y'all.
Toronto, we think we're New York.
Really? Okay.
Toronto, where the superiority complex started.
Kingston.
Kingston.
Jamaica or Canada. Sorry. Jamaica or Ontario.
Kingston, home of interrupting presidents. Kingston, we make Queenstown our bitch.
Kingston, dude, have you seen my car?
Okay. And last but not least, we have Hamilton, a.k.a. the Hammer. That's what was shouted out, the Hammer. That's what he said.
Yo, apparently we're the Hammer.
Hamilton.
Hamilton steals the only hard thing about us.
Hamilton, proud home of Sheila Cox. Wait,
and I think we're done. Yay! Woo! Yay! And our last game of the evening is a game for everybody. This is your tried, tested, and true world's worst. I'm sure you've all seen it done. So what I need from you guys is some suggestions of occupations for which we can portray the world's worst version of said occupation.
Farmer.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to start with the world's worst secretary / administrative assistant.
So, you know those reports you wanted me to do? I kind of stopped caring halfway through, and I went and watched Grey's Anatomy, and then I watched Passions. Yeah, so they're not done. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
So, here's that first report.
Oh
my. No, sir, I'm actually not horny.
Well, this is our sensitivity video. A secretary's not a toy, no, my boy, not a toy. That concludes the sensitivity
video. Miss, do you want to see how I hold my pen?
I don't think that would be necessary, Tim.
Okay.
And world's worst judge.
O.J. Simpson is innocent? Just want to put that out there.
Oh, yeah, send him to Syria.
Topical humor.
I thought he was saying, he's not that bad a guy, really. I like him.
Oh, my God, new evidence. Quick, free Louis Riel!
And the world's worst singer.
Hi, I'm Tim Rose. I'm sensing for you right now.
Sing.
Not a chance in hell.
Well, Chip, I hear you're a bit of a singer. On the road to Mandalay, where the old Flotillalay.
I'm bringing sexy back. And all you fellas, you know how to act.
And my heart will go on.
World's worst marriage counselor / gynecologist.
What?
Let me just get my instruments out of the icebox.
Well, I think you should leave your husband if you'll get on the table and open your legs, please. What?
Okay, now we have two choices. I have Pine Fresh and New Carsmel.
So, it's very nice for me to meet you, Mr. and Miss O.
Oh, bitch, please!
The world's worst...
Oh, I can see your problem right there, mate.
World's worst phone.
Oh, no, wait, come on, come on.
Hello!
We're a classy troupe. World's worst phone sex operator.
Hi! My name's Laura! I wanna make you excited! You're making me excited! Are you excited?
Hey, baby. You know what they say. Triples make the best lovers.
Okay, Stella, we gotta go quick, because I'm in a phone booth here.
Well, I'm done. Thanks for calling.
Are you getting hot?
Yeah.
Until the line.
And last but not least, the world's worst improvers.
Hi, my name's Tim. Sorry, I love you, Tim.
Hi, I'm Laura, and I don't know how to do improv, but I'm from Halifax, and I like to think I do.
Oh!
Hi, I'm in a wheelchair, make self-deprecating jokes.
All right, break it up.
Dedicated to Will Spitz.
We love you, Will.
Fuck you!
I find inside jokes offensive, as well as political humor, and anything that belittles anybody or is considered racist or politically incorrect.
Or sexually.
So welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I can't wait to do gynecologists.
Hi, I'm from the Ottawa U improv team.
There's a French one, actually.
Well, I do believe it's
time to do my impression of a woman. And on that note, so we are the Carlton Improv Association. I now remember our group's name. And if you'd like to find out more about us, we have a website, which is Carlton.ca/CIA. You guys are welcome to stick around. The bar will be serving for the next half hour, and it closes at 10. If you have any questions or anything, come and talk to any of us. So thanks a lot for coming.